memorandum of Holden. I noted that with some concern that John Ehrlichman was talking to me about some appointments that he wanted me to approve. And at another time, George Schultz had mentioned a couple of people that he wanted to have appointed to various positions, very paragraph. I have absolutely no objection whatever to hearing directly from John or George on such matters. However, it is vital that wherever appointments are concerned, to higher office, to the higher offices in which I'm interested, that you be present when they are discussed so that you can see that the National Committee people, Colson, and other people in the cabinet who might have different views, as well as other people in White House staff, have their views represented. What happens here too often is that I will hear only one side, and then a moment of irritation, probably say, go ahead and do it, just as I did when Cole Lewis hit me on a birthday party on reappointing Frank Stanton to the USIA. This, of course, is the very worst thing I can do. Very terrifying. It is like accepting speaking engagements here, of course. I simply don't discuss them with anybody, and I always push them over earlier to you, and now, of course, I'll push it to Steve or to whoever we decide to make sure we'll have this assignment. I would like you to have a talk with our top White House people and tell them that you have to have responsibility for the appointments. I, of course, always want to hear their side of the case if they feel that they are not getting their views across, and that you will come in with them if they feel they must present it orally, very carefully. On the other hand, there is nothing that I think is more destructive to anybody who is present than to have to get into wrangles with regard with his staff and cabinet people with regard to who's going to be appointed a lot, let alone to get into such fights with Congress. Our staff has done very well in keeping me out of such struggles over the last 4 years. I just want to be sure that I continue to be isolated from them to the extent possible. Although I want to be sure my input is considered on the important point, very clear. And needless to say, Malik should be included in such discussions when his views are strong. They are not adequate. Again, not adequate. He can let it be written them around. With regard to appointments, I'd like you to talk to others about more of her candidate and tell them that what I am concerned about is that you will start on totally the wrong foot in his relations with Henry. Tell him that Weiner certainly can find another position for more over there if he wants to stay in government. But we had, as you know, an impossible situation.